This is a summary of Israeli war crimes ending the week of 16 March 2005. Here is a summary. Two Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces shot one of the victims and bulldozed a home while he was inside. Construction of the annexation wall in the West Bank has continued. More areas of Palestinian land were confiscated for this purpose, and Jerusalem has been isolated from the rest of the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank. Houses were raided and at least 23 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children, were arrested. 6 Palestinian civilians were arrested in the Gaza Strip. 5 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children in the Gaza Strip, were injured by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege on occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current intifada. Israeli occupation forces have used a new checking set at Rafah International Crossing Point. Israeli occupation forces positioned at checkpoints arrested a number of Palestinian civilians and have imposed curfews on the old town of Hebron for the second consecutive week. Introduction. This week, human rights violations perpetuated by Israeli occupation forces included shooting at Palestinian civilians, conducting incursions into Palestinian areas, house raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law and humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank and confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose. They have continued to expand existing settlements at the expense of Palestinian landowners. Contrary to Israeli official claims, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, 2 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces in the West Bank. On 10 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces killed Mohammed Abu Khalil, 27, in the Al-Nazla village north of Tul Karam, as he exchanged fire with them when they surrounded a house in which he was hiding. They also demolished parts of the house while he was inside. On 14 March 2005, Adhan al-Shahalan, 22, from Ain al-Bayt al-Ma refugee camp west of Nablus, died as a result of a previous injury he had sustained from Israeli occupation forces. The Israeli occupation forces also conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas into the West Bank, especially in Tul Karam, during which they raided and searched houses and arrested 23 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children. In addition, 3 Palestinian civilians were wounded by Israeli gunfire. Israeli occupation forces also continued to impose a curfew on the town of Hebron for the second consecutive week. On 13 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces positioned at the border between the Gaza Strip and what is now called Israel, east of Jabalia, fired at 3 Palestinian children who apparently attempted to infiltrate into Israel in search for jobs. One of the children was seriously wounded, another was injured and arrested, and the third one escaped. On 12 and 14 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces arrested 6 Palestinian civilians in the Al-Qadr village north of Khan Yunis and the Al-Maghazi refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. The Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank, especially around East Jerusalem. On Sunday